What's up? It's Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from the web series Con Man, actors Alan Tudyk and Nathan Fillion. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right.
Great.
I'm big fans of your work, guys. I'm not just saying that.
Thank you.
And so this is really cool. I actually was not familiar with this, but really want to check it out. Season two just wrapped up. And for those who aren't familiar, tell us about Con Man, because the title already has me in.
Well, Con Man is short for convention man. So when you hear like Comic-Con, you know, it's comic convention.
Right? Oh, so no one's getting hustled here.
No one's getting hustled.
Oh, God, for God's sakes.
Well, there are some hustlers as far as managers and talent managers and things.
There's hustling going on.
Hustling going on. From Mendy Sterling is our manager. Yeah, she's a really funny lady. So I did Firefly, a TV show with Nathan. We did that in 2002. And it was only on for a short time. I flew a spaceship. You were the captain of the spaceship. And after that, I was going to a lot of conventions, a lot of sci-fi cons.
I bet.
Yeah. And now, wow, was it 13 years later or something like that? I had a lot of stories from those, from that world, and wanted to write a series, a comedy, a little half-hour show about a guy who thought his career was going to go one way, and once the show gets canceled, he's just known for that only. And his only real work is to go around to these cons, while his best friend, played by Nathan, becomes a big old megastar. And so he sees his life as something that's, my character, Ray, doesn't like his life going to all these cons, even though he's super famous there. He wants the life that his best friend has. And so that's where the show comes from.
That's a great concept. Very realistic, too. Is it lucrative, those conventions? Can like a guy who's like your character is based on, could he make a pretty decent living going? Do they get paid a lot for those deals?
Yeah, it depends on, you know, people come and go. They're super famous, and you know, like anything, their show's hot for a minute. People line up around the corner, but people do all right.
Yeah, I got to imagine like Mark Hamill probably does quite all right with those kind of deals,
yes,
right? Even though
exactly
he's not
that.
Always seen, but he does a convention scene. He's doing okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just and we say Mark Hamill and everybody thinks Star Wars immediately, but Mark Hamill's done a lot of other things. He's voiced the Joker for a lot of video games and animated things that he's really, really good at. So anything you do that people are a fan of, they'll come and absorb that.
Yeah.
And clearly you guys get along really well. You wanted to work again, work together again. And outside of this, do you hang on extracurricular stuff?
Yeah. Yes we do. Yes, we actually hang out. We used to, before I started working on Castle and my schedule was the worst, we used to hike, I think, 5 days out of the week.
There's really?
A nice hike right by my house. We used to have 5 days a week. We'd hike. We'd download. We talk about things. Work out auditions.
A lot of Halo.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool, man.
The golf of a new generation, I like to say.
There you go. And you got a lot of cool guest stars too. Felicia Day, Liza Dushku, even old school Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, who is still in Hulk shape, which is unbelievable, right?
And looks so good. He looks so young.
Yeah. Right, because he's got to be late 60s,
he's
early
got to be.
Like
he's in such great shape, and he's got the most massive hands. And he actually, in real life, approached Alan and said, "I'd like to do a play with you. Let's do Of Mice and Men."
Yep,
really.
And Alan put it into season two of Con Man, where Ray Nearly, Alan's character, and Lou Ferrigno do a musical version of Mice and Men called "I'm with Stupid." And we actually have the musical in the series, and it's brilliant. Oh, my God. Yeah. So much fun.
Oh, that is cool, man. And are you already thinking about season three, or?
We're just right now releasing
the final episode of this season today.
But most people pronounce it finale.
Oh.
Yeah. So the finale comes out. I like to say finally. But
the finale.
But
you call it finale. I call it finally.
That's today. So we've just kind of tied the knot and setting the bow on season two. We haven't put any plans together for season three. But at this point, we can't see a reason not to do a season three. Yeah. There's some moves that have to happen before they get started, but
we're movers and shakers, basically.
We move and shake, and sometimes at the same time.
Yeah,
it's difficult.
So,
it's hard to shake without moving, actually, if you think about it.
You also need a moneymaker to do any shaking.
Well, you guys are both still very busy, too, so this is clearly a passion project, because, Alan, I know you're part of this new NBC show, Powerless, which takes place, ironically, in the DC comics universe.
Not by coincidence, I don't think.
So what can you tell us about that show?
It takes place in the DC universe. It's about It's an office comedy with Vanessa Hudgens as our leading lady.
Oh, that's right. I was speaking to Vanessa about this. I recently worked with her. She was very excited about it. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She's really great. So we're in an office in a city, in a made-up city called Charm City, where superheroes fight in the city, but it's all about the real people who are like, man, they just screwed up the trains because they were fighting with train cars. You're like, well, now I'm going to be late. If there's villains who come in and you know, with snow powers, then it's a snow day. There's winter time where you have to deal with snow days, but then there's those extra snow days when there's snow fighting powers. And I'm the boss. I'm Bruce Wayne's cousin, Fan Wayne. And I'm sort of on the part of the family tree that's a little less watered. And he thinks he's bigger than he is. And she comes in and works at the office, and we're an R&D department at Wayne Security, and she tackles us in getting our office into shape.
That sounds fun, man. Yeah. Congrats on that. That's really cool. And Nathan, I hear you're going to be on Modern Family?
Yeah, I've been doing a guest shot with them. I go in tomorrow. I work tomorrow, and that'll be my last episode. So I'm going to do my last episode tomorrow. They've been really nice to me.
Can you talk about your character? Or?
Rain or shines. I'm a weatherman. Local weatherman who thinks he's pretty big deal.
You've got great weatherman hair.
Mid to level. Thank you.
Seriously,
thank you.
That's key with a weatherman.
I've actually
noticed?
Been growing it out for this particular part.
Nice. Really?
Yeah, I don't want to get it cut.
You went all method.
Yeah.
Nice.
Totally.
Who are your scenes with in particular?
I do a lot with the Haley character, Phil Dunphy character.
Why do you do it with the Haley character?
Because I'm dating her in the show.
He's dating
what?
Haley.
Wait a minute. Yeah, she Sarah's still looks 12.
Girl.
She's yeah. Lovely.
She's an adult.
Yeah, no, she is. Of course, of course. Oh, fun. She's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
it's
great,
a lot of fun.
Man.
It's such an easy day. It's they do it so quickly, so fast, so fun. When you're done, you feel like you got away with something.
Even though it's not in front of a studio audience and they're shooting single camera, they still move at a pretty quick clip.
Very,
huh?
Very quickly.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Listen, I want to put you guys on the spot before I let you go. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Oh, good. Okay, go. You're good at these.
Go-to karaoke song.
Go-to karaoke song.
Oh, Beyond the Sea, Bobby Darin.
Oh, my God.
Okay, classic. He is good at it. I beat you.
Elvis's song... The one with the talking. No, the
Suspicious
one where
Minds?
He says, no, where he goes, are you lonesome?
Are you lonesome?
Because he's got that tonight. Whole big thing in the middle where he just talks and you can say whatever you want.
Right, right. Sort of an Elvis rap right there.
Right.
First show on your DVR.
Ridiculousness. Because I just keep on getting all the reruns. So it's always the top.
Rachel Maddow's News.
Okay.
I think like a fictional.
You better watch those quick because they'll add up. The news.
I know they do. They do. They do. Can I change it?
Yeah, change it, please.
This Is Us. Just got into that. So now that's going to be This
good,
Is
good, right?
So
isn't that?
So good.
So good.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Ooh, Belinda Carlisle.
Ooh, nice.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. Right?
Ginger and Marianne.
Ginger Marianne.
Wait.
Yeah, I could never decide. Time. It was like a Betty and Veronica thing with me. I could never pick.
The throwback crush. Okay.
That's
favorite,
nice.
Favorite sci-fi series. That's not Firefly.
Oh, never mind. I was going to say Firefly.
Do we consider Star Wars a series?
Is it a TV series? We're doing TV
there
series.
There you go. No, that'll work. That was ambiguous the way I asked. Okay,
I personally love this last one they did, but yeah.
So didn't love the last one?
I did.
I did too. I loved Rogue One.
That robot.
Yes, he was the sarcastic
did
robot.
Did you know, by the way?
Oh, my God, that was you.
That was totally
I love him. I forgot that you were awesome in that.
I walked right into that, man.
Oh, my God, that's right. That was you. Wait a minute. That guy was awesome. I'm just saying that he was awesome. You stole the movie.
K-2-S-O.
You were fantastic. I forgot about that. I saw you at the premiere. I should have.
That's the last time I saw you.
That's right. Wait a minute. I was so mad when he died. Well, when everybody died. And it's not spoiler alert because...
Thanks. I haven't seen it.
Everybody knows. Shut up. Everybody knows that.
The spoiler
That's right.
Alert
you were awesome.
Thanks,
my God, that was so cool. Yeah. He blew away. Poor C-3PO shouldn't have even appeared because it reminded you how not cool C-3PO was.
Everything cool about cameo. Chewbacca and
That's
Boba
right.
Fett.
Oh my God.
In a C-3PO. That's what it is.
Yes. No. He was
Anthony
bad.
Daniels who plays C-3PO is a gangster. So I just want to say, Anthony, you're amazing. If you're hearing this. I still think you're number one.
So let me ask you something. So clearly you weren't in the, or were you when you were?
No.
You weren't in the deal.
Motion capture, and then I had stilts on.
Wow. And so you were still there when you were doing this thing. That was awesome. You were great. I forgot. My God. Well, clearly the face, you couldn't put it to the, you know. No,
he's super excited right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
He's super excited.
Well, I still want to hear your series now. Now follow that. Go on.
Well, yeah. if I can't do Firefly, I always really enjoyed Star Trek Next Generation because they never had to deal with money. You know, I had replicators and they could get food or clothes or whatever they needed. I always thought that that
currency
was,
wasn't involved. I didn't notice.
Yeah,
that.
There was never any. They never had to worry about money.
That's the one with Patrick Stewart.
Yep.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just thought that's great. As a culture, what would we do if nobody had to worry about being provided for?
Mm.
If everybody's provided for,
that's sort of like this
what
generation.
Can we accomplish?
All right, time travel destination.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's tough. I mean, I'd say I like the music of the 40s, so I have to figure out where to go during that time, but I would love to. That's the time in
see,
there.
See, I like the music of the 40s, yes. But I don't necessarily like the inconvenience of not having Netflix, for example.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or they didn't have a lot of cures.
Indoor plumbing.
Right. Indoor plumbing and what have you.
I think I would go back to wherever they were using muskets, and I would teach them about full metal jackets and conical bullets and rifling of barrels. And
revolutionary.
I'd be like a warmonger. I'd make a lot of money.
There you go.
Weapons.
That's what I was
going to
do in the 40s, but you'll already beat me to it.
Yep. All right, last question. Who do you cast to play you in your life story?
Joy Behar.
Jason Bateman.
Brilliant.
Jason Bateman and Joy Behar.
Jason Bateman, that'd be good with their Joy.
Thank you. I'm Joy.
I'm Jason.
You're Jason.
Yeah, got it.
No one?
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
I'm Joy Behar.
I would watch
Behar.
That.
But good. I think Jason Bateman could play both.
He's
in
talented.
The same film. He's got that kind of talent.
He does. But also Joy Behar could play the both of us. She's got that. Don't you.
I'm not doubting it.
Come on. She plays BB-8. Nobody asks who's inside that ball. I know.
Well, listen, before that film comes out, you can stream Con Man on Comic-Con HQ, and you can follow him on Twitter at Nathan Fillion and at Alan Tudyk. Thanks for coming in today, guys.
Thanks, man. Woo! Thank you very much.
On with Mario Lopez.